Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. I'm Scott Smith, and I'm privileged to have the honor of serving as your mayor. We'll start by the invocation. Is Pastor John Debnan here? Then Mr. Steve Wright, if you would offer us an invocation. And then Councilmember Dean Higgins will lead us in the pledge. If I could stand for both the prayer and the pledge.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to come before Thee this night as City Council and as public servants. We're grateful for the opportunity that we have to meet and conduct the affairs of this great community. Pray that Thou wilt be with these council members and provide wisdom to them in the decisions that they make, and that they might be decisions that will help to continue to strengthen this community and those members of this community. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Great. Thank you. We'd like to recognize that Councilmember Fenter is participating via phone. Are you there, Councilmember?
Yes, Mayor, I am. Thank you.
Okay. First item on the agenda will be to take action on all consent agenda items. Kim?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted to and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed as a group with the city council will be answered in one motion. Excuse me. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless the council member or citizen requests, in which a council member or unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda.
You need some water? No. I get all choked up when I think of consent agenda too. Don't worry.
The allergies. I'm good, thank you. It's just the allergies. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A has been deleted. Item 4A, act on new restaurant license for Buffalo Wild Wings Grill and Bar, 6560 East Superstition Springs Boulevard. Item 5A, act on 2-year renewal supply contract for Class 250 gas meters, $284,835.84 annually. Item 5B, act on 3-year supply contract for uniform garment purchases, $158,676.22 annually. Item 5C, act on contract for purchase of network cable, $50,171.50. Item 5D, act on purchase of electronic message center sign, $70,519.03. Item 5E has been continued to the July 8th City Council meeting. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for July 8th, annexation case A07-14, annex south and east of McDowell and Sossaman. Item 7A, act on resolution to extinguish drainage and preservation easement at 2825 North Cashmere Street. Item 7B has been deleted. Item 7C, act on resolution to execute a development agreement for deferral of certain roadway improvements. Item 7D, act on resolution to amend ballot for special bond election to be held November 4th, 2008. Item 8A, act on ordinance for zoning KZ08-32 east and west of Dobson along 202 Freeway 4, a freeway landmark sign. Item 8B, act on ordinance zoning KZ08-33-8348 east Plymouth for a rezone. Item 8C, act on ordinance zoning KZ08-34-8132 east Culver Street for a rezone. Item 8D, act on ordinance zoning KZ08-35-6900 south Ellsworth Road for a rezone. Item 8E, act on ordinance zoning KZ08-36-6800 South Ellsworth Road for a rezone. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kim. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from citizens to remove items?
Mayor, there are no requests.
Any requests from the council to remove an item from the agenda? Councilmember Fenter?
No requests, sir.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion. I have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Please vote. Councilmember Fenter?
I vote yea.
The vote is 7-0. The motion passes. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing, conduct a public hearing prior to the release of a petition for signatures for the following proposed annexations. This is A08-08, annexing land located south of Elliott Road between Ellsworth Road and Signal Butte Road. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
Mayor, there are no requests to speak.
Any comments from the council? There being no more comments, I declare the public hearing closed. Item then 3B. Nope, that's it. We just take it.
That's
we
all,
just took
Mayor.
It.
Just, having
just the public hearing. Okay. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak?
Mayor, there are no requests to speak.
We have there being no request to speak, we have a motion to adjourn by Councilmember Summers, a second by the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Councilmember Fenter?
Aye.
Nay. Motion is unanimous. We are adjourned.